We're visiting today with Kyle Walker. He's the president of the American Society of Agricultural Consultants. And we are talking today because you guys have something very special coming up here in Oklahoma City on October the 23rd through the 26th. It's your annual conference. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. We're hosting our 59th annual ASAC National Conference this year. It'll be held at the Skirvin Hilton in downtown Oklahoma City. Pretty excited about the Oklahoma City and being able to finally get to Oklahoma. I don't believe we've ever had a national conference in Oklahoma, so we're pretty excited. We're doing a nice little tour, which will involve going to the Oklahoma National Stockyards and the National Grazing Research Lab. And then we have industry professionals coming in from all over the country that'll be discussing numerous topics and key ideas that our membership likes to hear. So
let's go back just a little bit. Tell us a little bit about the American Society of Agricultural Consultants and what you guys are about and what you do.
Yeah, so we're a diverse group. We have approximately 70 members across the country. And we're very specialized and more ag focused across the country. So we have a lot of people that are in the ag finance world or, crop consulting. I'm a farm manager by trade. We have guys in organics and people that handle kind of farm software. So just a very diverse group that is involved with a number of different things in the industry. And it gives us an opportunity to get together at our annual conference and kind of have a meeting of the mind, so to speak, and enjoy all the company that you get for that 3 or 4 days. So
Paige is also with us. She's the chair of marketing and promotions. And tell us a little bit, Paige, if you would, about what folks can expect when they go to this conference.
The best thing that folks will get, in my opinion, is just all of the networking with people across the United States. Get to know a little bit more about Oklahoma and the agriculture that occurs there in that state. I'm personally from California, so Oklahoma ag is a lot different than California ag. And we also have a lot of members that are from the East Coast. And so it just gives the opportunity to network and learn from people that you normally wouldn't see in your day-to-day lives, I guess.
What are some of the sessions going to be like that folks can sit in on?
We have sessions that are going to be on ethics. We always have an ethics class. We do best practices for today's ag consultants, teaching people how to stay relevant while still practicing good ethics. Diversity and inclusion is going to be one of our main focuses this year. We also like to bring in for our annual banquet a keynote speaker. And this year, we're having a young farmer and rancher that is going to speak to us, Brittany. And it's so nice to be able to celebrate our year for all of the accomplishments we've done and celebrate someone that's a young farmer and rancher as well.
So for all of our listeners, what kind of folks should go to this meeting? Is it open to everyone? Are you wanting ag producers or business owners? Or who is this best suited for? Either one of you can take this, whichever one you like.
Yeah. In my opinion, I believe it's best suited for anybody in the ag profession. So anybody that's interested in learning more about agriculture or meeting other industry professionals, I think it's a great place to come and meet people. Also, anyone that's involved in the day-to-day lives and working hard in our profession, love to have those members come as well and meet the rest of the people that are in our society. As far as being open to the public, yes, anybody can come and we welcome anyone that would be interested. So
right now, is registration open or do people just show up, or how would you like them to get registered?
Yeah, so registration is open on our website at agconsultants.org, and you can go to that or you can just Google American Society of Ag Consultants, and then there's a tab that'll take you to the Oklahoma City conference there. And I believe current registration is $5.95, if I'm not mistaken, and that includes the 3-day event and all the meals and whatnot that you would get with the conference. And I also believe that includes the tour as well.
And you mentioned that this is your first year in Oklahoma, so tell us about some prior events that you guys have been involved in.
Yeah, so Paige has been to definitely more than I have, but I've been to St. Louis and Kansas City. And then last year was the conference in Nashville, but we've been all across the country. And Paige, maybe you can chime in and, you know, if there's any cool spots that you can remember or anything that the audience should know. But yeah, those are the last three that I remember offhand. So.
And like Kyle said, because our membership is so diverse, we try to move across the country and go and visit different areas. So we've had our annual conference in Hawaii, in Salt Lake City, in California. So we always try a new place. And so our members, you know, don't get tired of seeing the same old thing.
And what do you really hope that the folks get out of this 3-day conference when they go?
The idea of this year's conference, our theme is agriculture. Imagine the possibilities. The sooner, the better. And we're targeting all aspects of, and you had asked earlier who would be, you know, the main focus of attendees. And it really is open to everyone in ag, not just consultants. So we cover a lot of macroeconomic information down to technology, accounting. And so the topics covered are great. And we just want to help people realize that ag is more than just planting a seed in the ground and watering it and watching it grow. That there's so much to agriculture, and just imagine what we could all do when we work together.
Absolutely. Well, it's coming up on October the 23rd through the 26th, as you mentioned, at the Skirvin. So once again, if anybody wants to get registered, you can go to agconsultants.org. Paige and Kyle, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.